Okay, first things first, you want to get these contact lenses out of the way?
They're cool.
They are cool. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying you kept reminding me over. Don't forget to write that. I didn't even write it down because I just remembered it, and I knew that was our lead-in.
Just kind of give it to you ad nauseum. Just...
It was
cat eyes, man.
Yeah, they're contact lenses that have built-in night vision.
Oh yeah, they have a short expiration date on them, but of course it goes.
Oh, they're technically disposable then? I didn't read the whole article. Yeah. I just saw the.
They're talking about them like a few years back, but they're at the hypothetical stage.
Yeah.
But that was like 2000, early 2000s, and we're what, 11 years in.
Yeah.
So. I mean, hell, they have a stealth helicopter we didn't know about.
Oh, the stealth helicopter. That was very cool, too.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, man, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
And that's it, folks. Thank you. I'm Rudy.
I'm Steven.
I forgot about it. Yeah, again, it goes, let me see.
I'm adjusting the mic.
Let me see. Something that a while back we didn't talk about, the car crash.
Which one?
There's a car crash by somebody's school that you saw as a car upside down.
Yeah, when I was dropping a Corey off to his one of his last days of school.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's a bad intersection for accidents.
Oh, really?
Because, it was a hit cheerleader that was upside down. She was still hanging in the car, too.
Was she really?
Yeah, it just happened, like, right when I was passing it. Oh. From the time that I drove him in to the back of the school, and I circled back around to, exit, because you have to make, like, a horseshoe.
Yeah.
And by the time
people call it a U-turn.
I call it a horseshoe, sir. Okay. I'm simplistic that way.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, by the time I came back around, like, traffic was starting to get, pretty heavy, and I'd like the police cars were just shooting down the street. I was like, damn, something happened down there.
Yeah.
Then by the time I got out, I was like, oh, shit, it's right there. It just happened. And yeah, it was a Honda like mine, and it was an SUV.
It was an SUV. It was a small SUV.
It was a smaller one. It was probably got Envoy or something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, she was still hanging out inside of it. But I'm pretty sure she's got some nice memories of school from that one.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I don't remember if you said it or not. I just put start of the girly drink season.
I don't know where that came from. I think it was summer. I think I was.
Well, yeah, it's still summer.
Well, no, it was beginning. It was like, it's beginning of girly drink season.
Okay, so that was it. That wasn't.
That
anything.
Was pretty much it. And it was just a random thought that I threw out there.
So I'm just going through the list because I have a big list of stuff, and they're almost all just hyperlinks to stuff. So, dad goes crazy after reading daughter's text.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
He just smashes the shit of her phone and hits it over and over with the baseball bat.
And the daughter keeps falling. If I were the daughter, I'd be like,
"Oh no, he made her see this."
Oh, he made her go.
Yeah,
okay.
He goes, "No." He goes, "Bring your ass back here. I ain't finished with you."
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that part. I was like, I would just go in. It's like, yeah, you act like a fool outside. I'll stay inside. Thanks.
Yeah. He made it a point to show everybody that, or really show her, like, you're too young to do this shit. The amazing part, he was a black man.
I have no comment.
Come on.
Let me see. The DJ, that little box where there's like a DJ guy.
Oh, yeah, creepy DJ.
Do we figure out if that was like a puppet?
Yeah, it was a puppet. The guy, like when somebody would give him a tip or anything or throw some money in the little cup whatever out there, he would like stick his hand out the side and wave at him like that.
Oh,
so he was controlling it. It was just a, puppet show, but it was just kind of weird. You don't see that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was nicely done. It looked realistic.
Yeah, it did. Also, did you see that picture of Princess Diana where they aged her?
Yeah,
did she not look like Carmela Soprano?
I guess a little bit, but the thing with that though is like there's so much going on the world right now, and that's your lead-in. That's your lead-in for all of this stuff. We're in the middle of a war. We have all of these
asses, distracted.
Hey, let's see what Ronald Reagan looked like at 110.
Yeah, it's it's just stupid.
That just bothered me. I mean, I've been keeping up with politics pretty heavily these last few weeks, just out of I don't know why. I really don't know. Because we were talking about that, how you're just become absolutely apathetic.
I've gone that whole way because I, I, I used to just annoy people with the amount of news radio and political talk that I would listen to every day. Because it was usually right after Opie and Anthony, put it on POTUS. It's all I listened to until the replay.
Who hosts POTUS?
It's a bunch of different. It's like
John POTUS. It's like, oh, that was the name of it.
Don't be stupid. It's James POTUS.
Yeah, don't be stupid. Yeah.
It's Luis Schiavone. There's this one British guy on there, Llewellyn King. His voice just...
Hello.
It's the British voice.
Thank you, governor.
It's all I hear. It's like, I fucking want to punch this dude in the face. Every time I hear him, I don't know why, but it's just that snarky British accent, I guess.
Pip, pip, pip.
Yes, I'm miming a British person.
Spot of tea.
Okay, that's
yeah, that's about as far as we'll go. Oh.
Hey, yeah, you.
let me see. The list of things that'll make you feel old. Because it's true, there's a floppy disk on the corner of Word, and it's like, dude, none of these kids. These kids barely use USB drives. It's all going to be cloud. So you just save it on a quote-unquote drive on your computer, and it goes up to the cloud. I do this on my iPhone already, where I can just save stuff up to the cloud. Chris
it's
explains
like
everybody's, it
all. Everybody gets to experience being an angel for a little while.
We went south 6 minutes and 6:28, and we went completely south on that one. So that was it. Let me see. Chris explains it all. She's 35. The Pepsi girl. Oh, yeah, I remember her. The Teletubbies aired 10 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah, America Online. That was the first way we got online. I was on America Online years ago.
I was
ago.
Also just remembering my first Yahoo account that I set up.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I think I was like 19, so it was like my last name. No,
19.
Wow, there's absolutely no reason for that response to come from me.
I thought that was funny. Yeah.
What are you
going to
do?
1993. Somebody born in 1993 was 18 this year.
Yeah, that's going to happen. We're...
Kimmy Gilbert.
Feels like you're really like, I don't feel old, but it's like, you kind of think about it. Like, I was telling you about that one security guard. Every Saturday, he's there when I leave. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's the beginning of his shift. But when I leave, he's like, good night, sir. And I'm like, oh, man, don't. It's like, but well, I told Lisa, and she goes, well, you ever think that he was probably just raised with manners? Like, but I'm not old. This like, then again, it's like you look at it. To him, you are.
Yeah,
you like, are I'm really at least, old. You know, fuck you. Give me 34.
I'm a sprite 32.
Get out.
Notice when I said that, I didn't even look at you. I don't. Elijah Wood is 30 when he was 18 when he was cast in The Lord of the Rings, and that's a good segue into. Wilfred. Wow.
Wilfred, it's...
I didn't expect it to be that good.
It is...
And it's the lead into Louis, so...
It is fucked up in a funny, fucked up way.
The first episode was so, so dark. It started with him writing a suicide note. I mean...
And how many other shows do you see with just flat-out open drug use?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
And he's handing the dog a bong to smoke weed. And then he's got his medicinal card renewed last episode. It was a pelican. Wilfred's on FX at 9 o'clock because my sister she'll be listening to it and she'll IM me. When's Wilfred on?
It was at the point. It was so funny. Okay, I was already pretty much take my med, you know, my pill for the night, and I was barking mad.
Okay.
Wilfred.
Okay.
All right, we're back. Ironically enough, it was because Bud was barking, so I had to let my wife inside the house. Anyway, that was it. Oh, there she is.
Oh, no. That's not her.
That's Carrie. Is it strong in here, Carrie? Huh?
Nothing.
Does it smell? No, it smells like paint. Oh, good. Anyway, what were we talking about? Wilfred. Lisa said that we watched it, and I had already,
yeah,
you know, getting ready to bed.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to watch Wilford before I go to bed. She goes, you can be asleep in a minute. So I fought staying, you know, going to sleep just to watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't remember watching it, but she says, she goes, I was like, why did you raise it? I didn't watch it. She goes, you watched it last night. I'm like, no, I didn't. And she goes, you laughed your ass off the entire show. And I'm like, I don't remember. And I, like, I just remember, like, part of, you know, the it's a pelican
it's a
because
pelican. Oh,
the night the before. And I was like, fuck, I wanted to see it because you texted me.
Yeah.
And I remember that episode was on, and sure enough, it's just so fucking strange that it works.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, I don't know how long they can stretch that out for, though.
If they have good writers, they'll know how long to keep it going.
One thing I'd like to see is when other people see the dog, I want to see what he looks like. I want to see what the regular dog looks like, you know?
He's like a Weimaraner, I guess. That's what.
Oh, really?
He's a big dog.
Big dog? Okay.
Yeah, because they show him, like, the shadow of him falling when she's calling him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll look again.
But he's a large dog, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the point where he jumps on her, but not... total cock block.
Yeah. The idea of him being Australian, I guess. He has an Australian accent.
Yeah.
I think that's nice.
Yeah,
that's a nice touch.
Anything.
Yeah.
So the way he was talking about his brothers, how he clawed them out.
Yeah, and how he survived. That was great.
I saw part of it at work. Anyway, I only found clips.
Yeah.
But I was going to see if it's on TV.
I would assume so, if Louis, too. You didn't see Lou at all?
It's still on my DVR. Okay. I haven't looked at it yet.
If you had Ubers, you could watch it from another room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I didn't hear anything you said.
So Bart Simpson would be... So I'm older than Bart. Bart said Bart would be 31 this year, according to the age.
I remember when Bart got into his 20s, because I had just got into my 20s
as
well. It was kind of weird.
Kurt Cobain has been dead for 17 years.
What?
Uh-oh.
You going? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh. We're going to take just a brief. Okay, so where were we?
I was just going through this list. I was never a fan of Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember when she died, though.
She was, she went out to Buddy Hollywood.
Yeah, on a plane. Yeah, plane crashed in the Bahamas,
supposedly,
I believe.
They had it all loaded all kinds of wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I ain't a plane loader-upper. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, obviously. Napster was launched 11 years ago. Yeah, kids don't have no idea. Please be kind, rewind. Because they don't rewind anything.
Dude, I was talking about... this one dude I work with, I always hit him up on IM. You know, we just chat at, you know, pretty much at work like that.
Yeah.
You know, we worked together for a lot of years at actually past jobs.
Oh, okay.
So I've known him for maybe about 10 to 12 years, you know. So, you know, he'd always fuck with me about being an old man. You know, I'm in my 30s.
Well, you are.
Well, no, I was like, he became 30, turned 30 this year.
Oh,
you know, and I always tell him, I was like, fuck you. I was like, you'll be coming on that big 3-0, you know, very soon.
Yeah.
I was like, it sneaks up on you. And then,
yeah, it does.
And then you're just like, boom, you're in your 30s. You're like, oh, shit, I have responsibilities and all that. But it kind of feels good because you, like, look at people who don't have a job. You're like, man, it's like, don't you just feel wasteful? Like,
you were unemployed for how long? There was a long period of time where you were unemployed, and then when you got a job, we were all like, wow, Steven's working? That's weird.
Dude, my dad gave me all the money.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, you were unemployed. You weren't broke, but you were unemployed. That was the thing. So.
Yeah, I think that kind of irked a lot of people.
Yeah, I didn't ever care.
No,
I just thought it was funny that you were always on Firewatch.
Oh, yeah. I explored the depths of the internet late at night.
Yeah.
And
you had a DSL connection at that, or did you already have the cable at that point?
No, I had a DSL.
DSL, yeah. Because I didn't get my fast internet connection, until 2000.
Yeah, as soon as we had
like the end
Roadrunner, I got Roadrunner when it was
Yeah,
first
you got started. You got it right after it came out, and then I finally got it.
Yeah. Because
that was, man. And it's like, I was thinking about it today because I haven't learned. This phone is faster than my PC that I had in 1996.
Do you still have that computer, that 330?
Nah.
You had that shit running for a long time.
It was a good machine. I think it was... I might still have it, actually, now that I think of it. The one that Justin built?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I may...
Dude, you know, last I heard of him, he had... He had three kids.
Yeah, he had twins, didn't he?
You
called me when you were when you found him that day. Wasn't he managing a strip club?
Yeah.
That joint on Westheimer.
Yeah.
He got out of IT after the IT bubble bust in the late 90s.
That motherfucker knew a lot.
I know, I learned a lot from him. I learned hardware from him.
Yeah.
So
that he was like almost OCD about it, I think. As I kind of look back, yep. I just think he was almost not Asperger's.
I was about to say Asperger's, yeah. He was borderline Asperger's, I think.
But, dude, I remember when we went to his house, me and Oscar used to go hang out with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were both in 11th grade.
Okay.
He was the kid that got everything.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, his mom and his dad had, his dad was dying. And I saw him once, and you know, because I went over there, and I was like, okay. But they had a hospice set up for him there, you know, just to die. And the mom was going through chemo, dude. Yeah. And
wow, I didn't know that,
dude. Yeah, he had some shit at home, man.
Yeah.
So whenever he got out, you know, me and Oscar, I remember he went with us a few times, just hang around and you know, joked with him and shit
that.
But I remember me and Oscar were at his house one time. We were borrowing. Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario for 64.
Uh-huh.
This is when how long ago it was.
Yeah,
and he had it, and he had the book, and we're there, and we're just looking around. We're on his computer because he had the internet there, so this is before I had the internet.
Yeah,
and you know, so we're just there goofing around, and then Oscar's like, "Can I borrow the phone?" And he's like, "Yeah." And then his mom was like, "I'm using it. I'm waiting for somebody to call back." He goes, "My friend's trying to use the phone real quick." And you know, they were just like going back and forth, and Oscar's like, "I'm okay, I'm good." And then he goes, "You want your phone?" He opens the front door, chunks it out to the front yard. Me and Oscar are looking at it. Oscar's like, he's just fucking loving this, you know?
Oh, okay, because, yeah, Oscar.
He was just a fucking weird dude, but that was just Oscar. And we're like, okay, we're going to leave.
Yeah.
So me and Oscar left, and he was driving his mom's car because I remember he had a license. He told me he had a license, but I don't think he did.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
So we were always driving his mom's car. And anyway, he was like, "Dude, that was awesome." I was like, "Dude, that was just like a huge fight in the family."
Yeah,
it was
a huge fight.
His mom's like dying, and he's talking to her like shit. But I mean, it was just... We didn't know anything at that time.
Yeah,
you know,
he was a weird cat. That's to say the least. I mean,
but I think the kid he had, you know, I think why he was mature, because he was mature way.
No, he was way.
Because
yeah.
all the shit that he had to deal with, he didn't have a fucking kid, a childhood, dude. Because he was always had to be an adult. He had nobody to be kids with.
Yeah.
Because he was pretty much raising his little brother.
Oh, he had a little brother?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew nothing about Justin. Nothing.
His name was...
technical ability.
Oh, God. I forgot what his name. It was something rednecky. And he called Justin Bubba.
Really?
And, dude...
I called him that, too.
No, he did it for different reasons.
Yeah, that was... All.
Anyway... Come back.
It almost went dark there really quick.
It was. We both reined it in.
Yeah, right? I know. That was. And why? But anyway, yeah. Go on.
I don't know, because we'd probably riffed on it forever.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, his brother was.
How much younger was his brother?
He was real young. He was like not even a tween.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was maybe about 7, 8.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, and this is at the time. But
that was yeah.
So that was his little brother, but he kind of like. Watched him because I remember those parents had nurses that came in that had, in help or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
So he would he just was just very odd. But I like after we were in college, I kind of kept in touch with him.
I kept in touch with him for a few years into college, but I just lost communication with him.
Yeah, you're pretty much the only friend. I had from... And it sounds pathetic.
It's the only friend I got.
Friend.
Get away.
But I made bracelets.
Anyway, that is my dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Fluffy. Anyway, where were we talking about?
Justin.
What about him?
He
just
faded away.
Yeah, he just kind of faded away. But as far as talking to anybody else from high school,
nah.
It's like, the only reason I guess we've tolerated each other because we're both assholes.
I don't know. And then there was a while where we didn't talk for a while. And it wasn't anything like, we just drifted apart. I was going to say, it's weird. Because you, for a while, you went to Chicago, right? You lived in Chicago for how long did you live there? Like 6 months or something?
Yeah, wow.
With your brother up there, right? Yeah. Did you work up there or did you just jack around?
My dad sent me money.
He sent you money, hey. I'm doing the same thing.
Well, I was like 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You're like, I'm moving to Chicago. I was like, oh, okay.
Dude, I didn't realize how long I was gone, man.
Yeah, it was like 6 months or something.
Yeah, I just hang out over there with my brother. You got to know my older brothers over there. It was kind of cool. Yeah, I just kind of folded into the mix over there, you know. I think that was like right around the time. This was Fat Steve.
Yeah, you were still fat then.
Yeah.
How long ago has that been?
Shit, dude. 2003. December 15th, 2003.
Man.
Yeah.
See, and that goes back to the time flying. I mean, the days go by so quickly now that when somebody tells me...
A week means nothing.
Yeah, somebody says, oh, well, that project's due in a month. I'm like, oh, no, a month? That's nothing.
Dude, you get those time-sensitive things, or, you know, they may have a little leeway on them, but you kind of push them to the back burner for so long.
Yeah.
And it comes back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, I don't like... I like to get stuff done right now because I know that I will not. That time just flies and everything's...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I pretty much... You know, all my pretty much my ailments and my psychosis And the only reason that I'm somewhat of a functional adult would be definitely because I do take ADHD medicine.
Oh, you do?
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you take?
Vyvanse.
Vyvanse? Okay. Dude.
And actually kind of helps me keep weight off, too.
Oh, really?
Dude, you...
I'm the only person I know that doesn't take any medication like that.
Dude, as soon as I did that, like, as far as, like, work and responsibility, everything, just, like... And you've seen where I went from it, right, being at that, where I started, to where I am now.
Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, I like doing what I do, you know, but I have, you know, I'm able to mentally kind of see it instead of just like, hey, I'm over here, over here.
I catch myself doing that sometimes. I haven't done it as much just because I'm OCD enough to know, okay, I need to get this done.
Yeah.
The one thing I've done differently now is Joe Rogan's been talking about 5-HTP. It's a neurological supplement, allegedly. I don't know how well it works. I don't know if it's a homeopathic dose. I bought the one that seemed most legit, and I'm trying that out.
How long you been on it?
It's 9, 10, 11, 12 days as of today.
Wow.
Taking 200 milligrams a day, and then I'm going
to
bump it up.
How long is it supposed to stay before it actually you feel...
Usually, pharmacologically, it's usually about 14 days for it to really start kicking in. So I'm taking 200 milligrams, and it also has a serotonin in it for sleep. And I noticed I have been sleeping more clearly and better, but I have been taking Allegra, too, because I'm so congested.
Yeah, I kind of stopped taking the medication, the sinus medication, because I just kind of deal with it now. That's fucking how sad it is.
I noticed my dad goes, you know, clears his sinuses a lot, and I'm doing a lot of the same things now. I'm like, I'm turning more and more into my dad every day.
It freaks Lisa out. She goes, man, I want to see what you look like when you get into your 60s, 70s. She goes, I'll look at your dad.
Yeah.
And she goes, she said that it is just eerily creepy, the fact that my father and I, we have almost the same exact laugh, and we have the same stature.
That's true, yeah. That's
and
true.
We have the same stance. Like, my mom says, she goes, oh, she'll do that too. And I'm like, what? She goes, y'all two look exactly the same.
It's like, well,
yeah, I'm
it's like, well, that proves it then.
Yeah, and pretty much. It's like, I have my doubts.
It's like, Mr. Millman,
like, your mother likes other men. Mm. Okay, so let me see. There's a thing called a Bitcoin that you can get. It's like a BitTorrent, but you use it as like medication for purchasing things. And you can use it, and allegedly it's completely anonymous when you use it to buy things. And this one guy wrote an article. It's in the Wired magazine from June. That he used bitcoins to buy marijuana, and it got sent to his house. He was able to buy it, and he got it delivered to his house.
I remember you read that.
I sent it to you because I heard it on Joe Rogan's podcast.
I had the link. I had it open, but it wasn't something I could really read.
Yeah.
I was going to send it to my phone, but I never did. But, yeah.
Actually, no, I take that back. He bought 10 tabs of LSD.
Wow.
And he bought it, and it came to his house, and that's it. He ordered the 100 micrograms of LSD. 10
Jesus
tablets.
Christ.
That's a lot of LSD. I forgot what LSD stands for.
Oh, man. And it was my doctor. Where'd you say my doctor? Was it? And I said, it was Dr. LSD Trails, man.
Do you have Comedy Central on HD now?
No, not yet.
Really?
We had some problems, and I think there was...
That's the reason I got political again, because I have MSNBC in
HD. You have
HD,
everything high def, don't you?
In HD, yeah. So now I watch Rachel Maddow, because there's nothing on at 8 o'clock in the evening on a weekday. So I watch Keith Olbermann at 7 and Rachel Maddow at 8. And by 9 o'clock, I'm a raging liberal,
I went through that phase I just stopped. I mean, I listened to like pertinent news.
That's one thing I never listened to talk radio.
I don't listen to talk radio. I listen to like I said.
What's POTUS? What's POTUS?
No, POTUS is they run the speeches.
So it's like a Maddow type thing where they just go through each line and say, okay, I'm going to interrupt you one more time. Go on.
Sure.
I just realized I interrupted you, and you're like, you're explaining what I was asking.
POTUS will play like live speeches. They'll carry speeches and stuff from the president speaking to Congress and congressional. I mean, they carry all these Senate hearings.
Mm-hmm.
They carry them on there.
Oh.
And they simulcast, and then they're like the most balanced thing I've ever heard news-wise. You know, I know they have one show that POTUS, what's his name? God damn it, I even follow him. Pete Dominic. And he's a staunch liberal. Yeah, I mean, just straight up. I mean, he bleeds blue.
Oh, okay.
And, but, you know, I can see a lot of his points, but some I think he's just a little too, like,
Yeah, that's how Maddow is. Maddow, I liked Maddow when the nuclear plants that are being flooded out. Mm-hmm. She did go out of her way to debunk a lot of rumors that were going around on the internet, so I was like, okay, I can appreciate. But she was way too liberal on the nuclear front. Although it is very dangerous, and there are a lot of weird things.
The one that's here, where they're shut it down for the flood. It's like it's safe, what's it called, safe storage or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have it shut down where, I mean, cause they don't want this shit happening, like, with, you know, Fukushima.
Which is still happening now. It's a melt through now.
Yeah,
so.
They just got to pour, hopefully, the cement and everything will encase it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stop being
the half-life of that stuff is what?
10,000
years. 10,000 years? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that thing's going to be glowing red hot just, well, in our terms, forever.
Yeah.
You know, but the Earth thing, you know, we'll cover 10,000 years. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing. I'm looking to see what time Wilford comes on. But I think it's only the first episode.
I was watching UFC before I came over here. I've become enthralled in UFC because it's the only thing on Saturday afternoon. So I was like, okay, I'll watch UFC because why not? Oh, man, you didn't see Louis at all. Oh, wow. It's tremendously dark. And it's so... He talks about it on the commentaries that it's so... It's really weird and awkward stuff he loves because it's just so crazy. But yeah, the best part of it happens in the first 3 minutes. And they'll never show it again.
I'll just have to live with it.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
They're saying the money, well, you sent me this one, and I read it too, how that missing money from Iraq, that $6 billion may be a heist. $6 billion with a B, dollars gone. $6.6 billion.
Trace.
No trace. It's all, it was all cash.
Yeah, it was just in giant cargo containers. I mean,
if it was troops that stole it, I'm fine with that then, because they're the ones that need
it. I really honestly hope troops stole it.
Yeah, I hope troops stole it.
You know, because they're like, motherfucker, like, hey, we're about to steal a shitload of cash, and we're going to get it back to the United States, and we have enough money to buy off everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Who's to say you wouldn't take a little something on the side? You're like,
I would, in a heartbeat.
You're like, you mean nobody knows about this one? Nope. Oh, let me bury it in my backyard. Mm-hmm. But it just, yeah, I hope that happened. I hope it didn't go to some douchebag fucking little, you know, terrorist group, which more than likely probably did. Mm.
The war costs $4 trillion a year.
Yay.
$4 trillion. There's not enough. Teachers are being fired left and right. School districts are closing.
The cable's not working.
And the war costs. And it was a terrible thing to get what are you doing? He's waving the remote around because it's not working right. See, and that's that Cisco box. You told me about how that, I had that problem with that Cisco box. And yeah, and I'm not that far away from my TV. You know, in my room, it's not that big. So I mean, I'm maybe 3 meters. No, that's I'm like 2 yards away, and it would if I'm not pointing at it directly. I was like, it can't be that bad. Yeah, it was. That's it's Comcastic.
Huh?
Nothing. Let me see.
You can't spell complimentary castration without
embryonic rockabilly polka dotted fighter pilots. Embryonic rockabilly photo pilot.
You just totally lost your. Yeah.
I remember that bit. Oh, colorblind. You're colorblind. But you said it was getting worse?
I think so. Because remember
I mean, age would I know my vision's getting worse, so I mean, it would go to...
Like, it's getting to the point where, like, I'm kind of glad I have the small frames that I do, uh-huh. because I can kind of look over them if I need to. Like, if I'm up close, boom, you know, I can just look over my glasses. I was about to say boom, I can look over. But anyway, it's just, I can see up close, but I just look over my glasses.
Yeah.
But as far as still looking out, I haven't gotten really worse. I haven't gotten any better. But, you know, as far as, like, just seeing colors, because there's a lot of stuff that I'm noticing. Like, I remember that used to be a different color.
Mm.
And it doesn't look the same anymore to me at all. Like,
so we're talking greens and reds?
Yeah.
And they're just, like, gray?
Yeah, there's like, a bunch of shades that I see. I think they're just gray. I'm like, that is, Lisa's like, no, that's red.
Mm.
Or that's pink. And I'm like, okay, but
it paused on its own.
Yeah, I think it's probably something going on.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah,
there goes the cable. But yeah. So you see, it's getting that's interesting. Mm. And it's. I mean, I would wonder how.
No. No.
Because I don't know if I know anybody else who's colorblind that I know that it's told me at least.
Mm. Yeah, because usually.
But colorblind, how common is it? It's almost exclusively men.
It's very rare.
Very rare for a woman to be colorblind.
But it's like genetic, where it comes from. Like, okay, if I were to have kids, my daughter.
God help us all.
Just shut up. My first daughter's son, firstborn son.
Oh, wow, is it really like that?
Yeah, it's like, that's how it skips. So.
That's how genetics is, boy, girl, boy, girl. Mm.
Fun. But anyway, yeah, so I got it from my grandfather, who is apparently way just crazier than my vision. Mm. Like, apparently he just saw black and white.
Oh, wow, so he's like a dog?
Yeah, he had like really bad colorblind. I mean, he was just like really on the bad spectrum. So anyway, I got that. It's like, oh, awesome. Like the lights, the street lights at night.
I remember that. Yes. No, I was in the car with you. We can make it. It's like, it's red.
I remember.
Yeah. It wasn't funny at the time, though. We're going through a light, and while we're going through it, Steve thought he was driving, and Steve thought it was green, and he's like, "We could still make it." And he started to speed up, and I yelled at, "It's red!"
The good old days.
There's a bunch. I mean, like you said it, and I think that's what's going to happen. This is going to turn into like a space show. Because we're so heavily, and I grew up like being a real huge space nerd. I still am a space nerd.
Dude,
I love space. It's so fascinating because it's infinite, basically. I mean, like, for lack of a better, I mean, knowledge.
I shattered that kid's whole world, yeah. Apparently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically turned out I was describing the universe to some friends of my step-son-in-law's, they're there, and anyway, we were getting to the point where we're talking about the cosmos, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just kind of...
dropped some science.
Pretty much, and, you know, they're just like, what, no, you know, just like, not, they just like told me kind of like, nah, you know, it's like, you can almost see, it's like, blasphemer.
So it was no because they didn't want the knowledge.
Well, yeah, until I was
really?
Like, no, and I was explaining at my point at to what, you know, they were saying, you know, God was, and I was trying to explain to what I believe, you know, it was like, well, if that's what God is, you're selling them short because there's fucking infinitely more galaxies and universes out there that, you know, that'll never be counted, that we can't even see.
Yeah, we can't see.
You know, but anyway.
Thunder Horse.
Yep.
Now he's on the phone. He's talking on the phone. I'm your friend.
I got a friend right over here. You want to come over? Can you come over?
I'm your friend? So yeah, I'm waiting on him to get off the phone.
Okay. Oh, you know,
we have a nice amount of time, so it's not.
Yeah, finish our conversation. Yeah,
we have like 30 minutes, so we're pretty good. We have a lot of time, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I turned the
mic off.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Because I didn't want to.
Well, for once, you didn't when you should have done it.
What?
Nothing. Multi-universe.
Anyway, multi-universe, and explaining to him, and he just kind of like, finally just like getting to grasp the idea, because I was trying to just like show him, give him at least a comparison scale of like trying to give him some sort of at least general knowledge or reference point to, you know where he was in the universe. And once I did that, and he's just like, what? And I was like, yeah, dude, it's like, universe is it's just ever expanding. It you know, there's, oh, how did it get here?
That argument. How did it get here argument?
You know, and she's like, well, it's, but, you know, and you explain matter, antimatter, colliding, explosion happens, you know, and, you know, matter that was, just so densely packed. That eventually explodes and it just keeps infinitely stretching out. It's like it happens. It's what nature, you know, happens in around us all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and as I explained it to him, you know, I was like telling him how far light has reached us. It's like the light we now see, the stars, it's coming from 13.5 billion years ago. That light is just getting to us. You know, and they're, you know, just kind of like, what? But anyway, just still breaking down that whole God thing to them was like, wow, it came back up.
But yeah, it's then it turns into the God of the Gaps, where it's like, okay, well, how do you explain this?
And that's exactly what I was telling them. I was like, how it's human nature. I was like, to give mysterious causes to, you know.
And mysterious is a strong word, though. It's just unexplained.
Unexplainable, exactly. Yeah. It's unexplained. And that's how you put it to a simpleton who doesn't have any reference point from it back then, but we know better now.
Yeah.
You know, but we choose to hold on to those little hopes. You know, but hey, it works for people. Let it be. You know, I'm not going to tell them not to.
That's where I disagree. I mean, there's a point where it's like, okay, well, you have to man up. or, you know, let's man up, but, you know.
Yeah.
There's got to be that point where it's like, okay, we're all in this big ship. We all have to move forward.
But that, it just never will. It's just human nature.
That's one thing that I differ from a lot of people is that I still have hope that it will change. It's not going to happen. I mean,
never in our lifetime.
This idea is going to win, but it's, you know, it's going to be 600-800 years from now, hopefully. But then people are petty.
Very.
So that's then it'll shift. I just wanted to shift away from the simplicity. And if we were arguing about something a lot more intricate, then I would be a lot more inclined to go along with it.
See, I mean, like, I understand where you're going with it, but I think
it's a binary thing. It's like yes or no. Often, yeah. Either you do or you don't. It's like no, it's way deeper than that.
Like I'll tell you an example of something that came in today. It was one of my favorite. How I always told you, I kind of get the strange and the morality clauses and whatnot that come in. And this one was coming in because saw something they didn't agree with, and they considered it, you know, not appropriate to that extent. It's mm-hmm. pornographic was the word that they used.
Okay.
And, you know, saying that something should be done about it to, you know, never let this happen again. And, you know, like, oh, man, I'm really going to have to go off on this person. You know, it's like, but no, let's be the bigger person here. You know, that's one thing that I really honestly say my job has actually given me is, like, kind of shown me just...
A lot of that is age, too. I've become more diplomatic in my
age. Exactly.
But there's certain times where I'm just like, no, we have to throw... No, BS meter goes way off the charts. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's one other good thing. I'm very good at reading people.
See, I'm not. That's a problem I own.
See, now I can generally tell, like, within the first minute. I mean, mm-hmm. not even the first 30 seconds of mm-hmm. talking to a person,
mm-hmm.
I can almost exactly break them down. You know, mm-hmm. and because I've just seen it so many times that, you know, I guess subconsciously you're gathering it up together in the back, and you're just like, you know, this type of person. You've dealt with somebody just exactly like this, and you run across. So many people, the exact same pattern of, you know, behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a while, you just, like, you can hear the tones, the little inflections in their voice and whatnot, that little air of superiority that they have, or the whole entitlement.
Oh, yeah.
And that you come across with that, like, you know, just, come on, just, you can honestly, like, Kevin Smith said it was so simple, but it was true. You know, it's kind of a good way to look at it. He was always, it's easier to be nice to somebody than it is to be mean to someone. But, I mean, I was really mean to people because I used to be really mean to people. Yeah, obviously, you know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, I'm just like, okay. And a lot of times I'll just let them talk themselves out. And, mm-hmm. you know, they'll, you know, basically fizzle themselves out after a point, and I'm like, you're done. You know, and they don't like the fact that they're never going to get anybody past me, you know? So, you know, and they don't like that, but I'm telling them, like, I'm the person you need to speak with.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, they come off and, oh, no, you know, I don't want somebody, it's like, you're honestly not going to get it. You're really not going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And they, sometimes, you know, they'll get a little frustrated, so I'll just pass them off, and somebody will call them, you know, and get it and low something, but it's nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times if they call in, you know, you're just like, this person legitimately needs help. Dude, I'll bend over backwards, you know, I was like, I'll do whatever you need, you know, I'm not gonna.
And a lot of times, like, helping somebody is just something really, really quick and simple to you. It's huge to them, but if you can just, you know, do finger snap, and then it's done, and the person's like, eternally grateful and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, it just took me a second to do this, and it's over.
Like,
just, like, don't come to me as a douchebag, and I can get it done.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You know, like, you get to, you know, it's like, I don't bullshit with people as far as telling them something that I can do. It's like, hey, I'll let you know if it's something I can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be up front with you. I'm not going to sit there and, you know, beat around the bush. I'm going to be honest up front. But anyway. And I forgot what the point was.
We get to we didn't really. Well, we were going over the cosmos, and then we went into people. You were able to.
Oh yeah, just
to read people and this and that. Apparently, a guy I work with, he just sent me. He got a Google Plus invite.
Oh wow!
So he sent me that. So.
So if you have one, throw it this way.
Yeah, of course. Remember we tried Wave for a while? And it
Dude,
was
that was horrible. You know, yeah. And he kept allowing us to see each other's typing errors that we got before we got to correct
them. Yeah, and that's not healthy for people like us who are just...
No, we're just waiting for, waiting for something. Like, human spelling, you motherfucker didn't. He's like, you can't see me cleaning it up my error. I'm proofreading my snap.
I know. And that was
it's made me a better speller. I mean, to the point where
I'm not me. I'm still a terrible speller. No, from grade school, I'm a terrible speller.
No, I've gotten pretty good. Like, I still try to.
The majority of Google I use is to see if I spelled something right.
Yeah, of course.
But there's a large amount. Apparently, Google's, they have all the numbers and everything. A lot of people do that to use Google to. And then Google's so condescending. Did you mean? It's like, yes, I meant women dressed as Hitler.
Well, they are sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's your Jew killer?
Wow.
And we'll end on that.
Okay,
net.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah.